June 1st. I was ordering my prayers for the month of June, and was uncertain as to have the one to the Holy Spirit precede the one to the Sacred Heart. With a beatifying wave of peace, the Spirit Paraclete plunged upon me, saying, "You can place the prayer to me at the head of every other, with no fear of offending the loving divine heart. That heart exists, because I formed it. I, love, am the generator of the most holy humanity of the Word, and his heart is the love of the loves of divine love itself, and the most ardent soul of the triune fire. In that heart are the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, but the Spirit, in being what forms a oneness of, and with the first two persons, and with them completes the most holy triad, is the select guest of the most loving heart. All of God delights in that heart and dwells therein, for, if you are said to be temples of the Holy Spirit, and, as one can assume from human limitedness, that the throne of the Spirit is in the organ generating life and prompting affections, what throne, in that temple, which is the most sacred temple there is, either built by man or generated by man, could I ever have that is more beautiful, more sacred, or more my own than this one? The heart of Jesus Christ. Formed by the fires of charity, and the lilies of the purest one. If men were able to grasp what the heart of Christ is, but the seraphim can barely penetrate the incandescence of this perfection of love which is the heart of God, the perfection of perfection. Consider, soul of mine, God, the incorporeal, eternal one, adorning himself with the perfect organ and the perfect creation of man and enclosing therein all of paradise, so that it will be a witness to the sublime annihilation of the Word, and become perfect in charity. If the angels could disclose the mysteries of heaven, they would tell you that to the evangelization of the earth by the teaching Christ there corresponded the great lesson given to all the heavenly choirs on how to reach perfect love. Through the self, annihilation of a God to the point of death out of love for God and men. Holy, thrice holy heart of Christ, radiant sun in which all the lights of heaven are incorporated, the glorification of the matter which deserved to share the glory of the soul, because it reached perfection in charity, fortitude, justice, temperance, and obedience. For, all of you, remember this, O dearest children of wisdom, Christ was flesh and soul, like every man, and through an inscrutable decree he, though unstained, had to know temptation. He was the man. He was the new Adam. He had to show how the first one should have acted to possess glory without experiencing torment, and how it was possible to possess glory without undergoing torment only by doing the will of the Creator heroically. And Christ showed this. And then he suffered and died to make reparation for what Adam had committed. And everything, obedience, resistance to temptations, goodwill, generosity, forgiveness, wisdom, and sacrifice, issued forth from the heart now beating in heaven, for each and every one of you, for all who have comprehended love. God is charity. The heart of God Jesus, is the throne of God charity.